You ain't that the way of the world. That's what it is. First there is a mountain, there is no mountain, then there is.
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.
And that's the way it is here in the mighty Tatras. The shark's teeth of Slovakia. First there is a mountain, then the shroud comes down like a falling angel, a grey cloud along a black veil. Upstairs, it's like the witch that lived under the memories of the red sky.
Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga. Dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga. Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga. Dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Baba Yaga, 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 Baba Yaga.
Oh yes, you wicked, wicked people! You naughty, naughty dinner guests! We're on top of the world!
He got on and led me
Alright, alright, alright. Are you ready for this? It's the world's worst singer. Singing about gods and generals on the Green Mountain.
I crossed the Green Mountain. I slipped by the stream. Heaven blazing in my head. I dreamt a monstrous dream. Something came up out of the sea. Swept through the land of the rich and the free. I look into the eyes of my merciful friend. And then I ask myself, is this the end? Memories linger, sad yet sweet. And I think of the souls in heaven who will meet. Altars are burning with flames far and wide. The foe has crossed over from the other side. They tip their caps from the top of the hill. You can feel them come, more brave blood to spill. Along the dim Atlantic line, the rapids land lies for miles behind. The lights coming forward and the streets are broad. All must yield to the avenging God.
Oh dear. Oh, I've got to stop talking like that. It does me throat in, you know. Anyway, yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's listening, the dinner party is taking a place on top of a mountain. We're having a picnic. Yes, we have mountains of food, lakes of wine. The only thing is, once you've got up here, you gotta get down again, haven't you?
Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life. Deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. Oh Lord, I've been in prison for something I've never done. It's been one hill after another, but I've climbed them all one by one.
My woman got tired of the hardships, tired of the grief and the strife, so tired of working for nothing, tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine, she took my pride and my joy, she took my reason for living, she took my small baby boy. So this time, Lord, you gave me a mountain, a mountain I may never climb, and it
up there in them there mountains. This ain't a lie. This is the truth. This is a true story about a bear who walked from the borders of Poland into Romania. Yes, this was told to us by a bear tracker, somebody who knows the bears like the back of his hand. He says he can slap them with the back of his hand. He knows them that well. We didn't believe him. But the truth is, he told us this story about a black bear that walked across, whatever it walked across, looking for a mate. All it found on the way was some blueberries. So it walked back. No mate, not even an imaginary friend.
In the woods, in the mountains, is a good place to begin. A song about a black bear living in his black bear den, doing all the black bear things a black bear just might do.
Showing us the sun, keeping time for everyone, a steady beating drum. solitude is a hard thing to perfect. Stealing happiness from loneliness is not a simple theft. But the black bear has it figured out and gets what he deserves. And the fur that he is wearing is the fur that he prefers. And I knew that it was lovely to have a black bear thinking of me. And when he thinks, he is thoughtful. And when he rests, he is restful. And when he runs the fastest and spins the earth right on its axis.
Now, when you end up in tough terrain like this, it's incumbent on the organiser of the dinner party to explain to the guests the dangers and also to teach them some sort of survival methods. Now, I'm pretty good at survival. I read a book once in that little seaside town called Spain all about it. It was very interesting. So here is quite a long story about how to survive in the wild. Now, it is a long story, but it's worth staying with. I could do a long intro to it and just carry on rambling about it beforehand, just to sort of fill in some space, but I think that'd be churlish, don't you? So let's get on with the story with no more ado. Ado-do-do. This little old lady decided to go on safari, and she went to Africa, and along with her she took her little pet poodle. Ha ha! Well, one day there she was out there photographing wildebeest and unicorns and any kind of wild animal you can think of. There were buffaloes and lions. And the little poodle was off chasing butterflies. Ho-ho! And then he discovered he'd got lost. Well, he was a brave little poodle. He didn't panic. No, no. He girded his little pom-poms and set off striding manfully into the wilderness. When all of a sudden ahead of him he noticed a hungry looking leopard. Well, poodles are clever. Nobody can say they're not. They look a bit strange, a bit fluffy. But they're clever, clever doggies. So he looked around him quickly and he noticed there were some bones on the ground close by. So immediately he ran over to them, settled down and started to chew on the bones. But he made sure, and this is the clue to survival, he made sure that he had his back towards that marauding leopard. And he kept his nerve. He waited till the leopard was on him. He waited until he could feel the leopard's breath on the back of his neck. This was this poodle's revenant. And just at the right moment, he said out loud, "Gosh, that was a delicious leopard. I wonder if there are any more around here." The leopard was shocked and halted, and he decided to slink away, just in case. But as all things are in these kinds of stories, there was a twist. And this twist was a little monkey. Yeah, little monkey sitting there in a tree who viewed it all from a distance. And monkeys are clever. They're like little poodles. And he decided he could turn this to his advantage. So he scampered over to the leopard. And he tells the leopard exactly what he saw and what had happened.
"Well, the leopard's very, very angry.
He feels he's been made a bit of a fool of and says, "Here, monkey, get on my back so you can watch me chew that poodle to bits." The next thing, the poodle sees the leopard coming towards him, this time with a monkey on its back. Well, he thinks in his little poodle brain, "What am I going to do now?" But instead of running away like a cowardly, cowardly dog, he turns his back on the marauding leopard and pretends he hasn't seen them. And he waits, and he waits, and he waits until he can feel the leopard's breath on his neck and he can hear the monkey laughing. And just at the right moment, he says out loud, "Where's that damn monkey? I sent him off hours ago to bring me another leopard. I'm hungry." "Oh, well, all right. Please yourselves, please yourselves, yeah. Well, use you, maybe. You might as well jump off a cliff.
Anytime you're thinking evil, you're thinking about the blues."
Oh,
about the life of a human being, how they live.
Here's one for you. The world's worst singer wrote a song many years ago called Girl from the Red River Shore. And it's, to me, one of the most haunting and most powerful love songs that possibly has ever been written. It's this beautiful allegorical tale of a man who goes to a town where he knows he's been before, and he's looking for the love that he's lost. And it contains some of the most beautifully poetic lines ever committed to vinyl or to whatever you call it now. And then I came across this. The Kingston Trio performing Red River Shore.
At the foot of yon mountain where the big river flows, there's a fawn creation in a soft wind that blows. And there lives a fair maiden, she's the one I adore.
She's the one I will marry on the Red River shore.
She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. And in that letter these words you will find. Come back to me, darling, you're the one I adore.
You're the one I will marry on the Red River shore.
I jumped on my bronco and away I did ride to marry my true love on the Red River slide. But her pa knew the secret and with 24
come to fight this young cowboy on the Red River shore. I grabbed my six-shooter, spun round and round till six men were wounded and seven were down. I can't fight an army of 24 when I'm bound for my true love on the Red River shore.
At the foot of yon mountain where the big river flows, there's a fawn creation with soft wind that blows. And there lives a fair maiden, she's the one I adore. But never will marry on the Red River shore.
Indians on Dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the child's young eggshell mind. Well, this is two cowboys who come upon a Comanche lying on his stomach with his ear to the ground. They stop and one turns to the other and says, "You see that Comanche?" The other cowboy looks at him and says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, if you look at what he's doing, he's listening to the ground. He can hear things for miles in any direction." And it's at that moment that the Comanche looks up and says, "Covered wagon, about 2 miles away. Two horses. One is piebald, one is white. There is a man and a woman with a child, and their wagon contains household effects." The first cowboy looks at the other and says, "Isn't that incredible? That Indian knows how far away they are, how many horses they've got, what colour the horses are, and what's in the wagon. It's just unbelievable." The Comanche looks up at him and says, "It ran over me about an hour ago." This very, very tiny cowboy, right, runs into a bar shouting really angrily, "Who's the varmint who's painted my horse green?" And this big giant cowboy goes over to him and says, "I did. You want to complain about it?" The little cowboy looks up at him and says, "No, no, I just wanted to tell you that the paint's dry and he's ready for a second coat."
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go
Here, how to survive modern technology. Now, this is a true story. The illustrious Andrea, right, sent me an SMS. Now, it was a really cold evening, absolutely frozen, in the heart of winter. You think it's bad up here on the mountains? You have never seen snow like it was then. Everything was frozen, and she just sent the message saying, "Windows frozen." So I just sent her a message back saying, "Pour some hot water over it, duck, you'll be all right." 5 minutes later, I got a message back saying, "Well, that's completely screwed the computer. Thank you." Here's another true story. There's this bloke, right, who works on a help desk, right, and the glorious Andrea, she's going to kill me for this, but it's true, was talking to him, and he said, "Double click on my computer." Andrea said, "I can't see your computer." He says, no, "Click on my computer on your computer." She said, "I'm going to click on your computer on my computer." He said, "There's an icon which says my computer on your computer. Double click on it." So Andrea said to him, "What the hell is your computer doing on my computer?" Another survival tip. Always dust out your broom. I mean your room. In dust your, my broom. Right, survival shelter on the mountain.
to me. I don't want no woman wants every downtown man to me. She ain't nothing but a phony. They shouldn't allow her on the street. I'm gonna get a band of morning bed, believe I dug my broom. Yeah, I'm gonna get a band of morning bed, believe I dug my broom. Well, now I'm tired to tell ya, ain't got much time to lose.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody else who's up here, it's time to make our way down. Now, it's a long way and you've got to be careful, but remember, down the bottom there's always going to be a bit of a sticky bum, and you never know, there might be a cherry on top.
Big train rolling down the line makes me lonely. Sometimes I wish to ride away. Sometimes I want to ride away. Sometimes I wish to fly away. Sometimes I want to fly away.
But you can't judge a book looking at the cover. You can't love someone from messing with another. No, you can't win a war fighting with your brother. You wanna have peace, gotta love one another.
Guns lighting up the sky makes me worry. Sometimes I wish to run away. Sometimes I want to run away.
But you can't judge a book looking at the cover. You can't love someone for messing with another. No, you can't win a war fighting with your brother. You wanna have peace, gotta love one another.
Right, everybody, take it easy and watch where you put your feet. It's quite dangerous here. We're 25,000 feet up, and yes, like I say, just be careful. No, Gladys, no. I said use your crampons. Oh, no.
Senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga. Dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga. Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Velha megera, senhora do breu, mostra tua face, domina o meu eu. Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga. dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Dona dos mistérios, rainha escuridão, revela os teus segredos no meu coração. Baba Yaga, 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 Baba Yaga.